Good morning. What gives you hope? What inspires you or carries you through the tough times? What, when you're in midst of joy, sustains that? What pushes back darkness in your life? Have any of you ever been spelunking? You know what that word means? So it means going into a cave or going down underground. And I won't admit that at Wichita State that there are tunnels under the university that people don't know about. I'm not going to deny that I was in them, nor will I affirm that I ever went spelunking there. But if you go spelunking, you can get down far enough into a cave, and if you're outside of the commercial caves, you can get down, and if your light goes out, it gets really dark. If you've ever been on a tour of a cave, you know, they'll turn the lights out, and it's very disconcerting because it's a kind of darkness that we're just not quite used to. It gets so dark that you begin to lose up and down and sideways. You can begin to look for something to ground yourself or some way to get centered. And if it stays dark long enough, you can even go a little crazy because you're just not sure where you are. And then when a light comes on, suddenly, you can see and you know where you're headed. A number of years ago, I had a member of my church, a guy named Mark, in another congregation. He was a police officer in the community. He was about 6'8", a little bigger than me, and just somebody that you didn't really want to kind of mess with. But if you got to know him, he was a teddy bear, was a sweetheart, and he was well known throughout the community for his kindness and for his ability to deal with very difficult situations. And while we were going through this normality of life, our country got involved in Afghanistan, and he was soon called up as he was part of the Army Reserves and he was getting ready to leave. I counseled him during he and his wife's premarital time, and before he left, he and I got together, and I offered to bless a cross for him. We blessed a cross, and then he went on. And then he and I transponded during his time away via email. After I left that church and eventually came up here over time, we sort of lost track of each other, and then a while back, we found each other again. I wrote him, and I said, "Hey, how's it going? How are you doing?" He'd served two tours, and we were talking, and he said, "You know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but that cross that you blessed for me," and this is not something I did, by the way, it's something Jesus does. "That cross you blessed for me, I kept it with me throughout my deployments. I always had it either on me or in my pocket or near me, and it became an emblem of hope and peace, along with other symbols that he carried, pictures of his wife, pictures of family, and other things." And he said, "In the darkest moments of my life, it became a light for me." His words, not mine. I remember reading that and weeping, because in some ways, his faith carried him through things I could hardly even imagine. So back to that idea of life. What is our hope? What is our thing in our life that brings us to that moment where we can sustain ourselves, can survive, can get through, can celebrate joy? What is our life? Maybe you've heard that during the month of November, a lot of times there's a thing that kind of starts to go around where we have 30 days of thankfulness. Anybody ever done that or heard of it? And the idea is every day you would list something you're thankful for, usually on social media or some other way, and you do this for a month, and it's sort of help you orient yourself to gratitude in your life. Maybe you didn't know, but Easter is 50 days. It's not just today, but it's a season. So I have a challenge for you to think about, and that is 50 days of hope. Finding one thing every day in the next 50 in which you find hope. And the challenge is to find something different every day. I bet there's more around you than you can realize. I wonder what crosses you might carry with you, those things that offering you hope or strength. The people around you, the things in nature, the events that happen, the kindness that are shown by others. There's all kinds of things in our life that we can look for and we can find that might give us that hope. In our readings for today, we hear from Paul that talks about how we are dead to sin but alive in Christ. And to me, at the center of our hope is the hope that we have in Easter, in the resurrection. That really is the ultimate hope. It's a hope that tells us of life eternal. It's a hope that tells us that whatever sin or difficulties we're in our life, that there is grace, there is love, there is forgiveness. That there is life. And so we can find that hope that might inspire us. If you turn the news on, or look at a website that's CNN or Fox News or BBC or whatever it is that you might read, there'll be lots of stories of the challenges and darkness in the world. Interspersed with conversations about what some cat did or some... Do you ever find that too bizarre? Yeah. War in Turkey, war in Kenya, war in this. Cat does something amazing. You know, it just is so disjointed. But when we hear that, we can get discouraged. But when we begin to look around, we can find hope. And even in all of those difficult situations, if you look deep enough, there is hope somewhere. So as you go about your 50 days of Easter, lift this back up to God. And ask yourself the questions, what sustains you and what gives you hope? And I think as you look, you'll find more and more that it's Jesus through God that sustains us all. Mary comes to the tomb weeping, expecting to find it empty. A couple of years ago, we were in Jerusalem, and we got to go to the Garden Tomb, which is one of the places that they think might have been a tomb that Jesus had been in. If you go there, there's lots of them. No one knows for sure. But when you go into those tombs, they're hewn in limestone. They're pushed back, and they're sort of like small rooms. And you can see in this particular place where pilgrims have come for centuries, the stairs are sort of worn down in the middle. And when you go in, it feels as a holy space because people have come and prayed. And there's a garden, not unlike our garden, but much larger, filled with ancient trees and beautiful flowers and the birds of the air that encircle this place. And from there, you can find that same sense of hope that Mary might have felt. The surprise that the tomb was empty. What had sustained them, what they thought had died, was alive again. They had found hope. And Mary would tell the disciples, and the disciples would tell others, and we would soon, many thousand years later, hear the story ourselves. So have hope. Be light in the world. Be that which inspires others. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
That's not too inspired. Let's try again. I can go for another 10 minutes. Let's see how you do. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.